Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call, where we start our day with power, regardless of when you're listening to this special podcast today, and we end our day with blessings. Yes, we start our day with power, and we end our day with blessings, with the purpose of coming together every day now to help promote the power of prayer and to help see family and unity love back into the household through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So welcome everyone today to today's special podcast. I am Vernitra Thomas. Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and this is the day in which the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and keep rejoicing and keep rejoicing, because our God has done it. Our God has done great things. Welcome, everyone, today. So today's call is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness, yeah. You know, it's time to just let that thing go and allow the Holy Spirit to flow. Let us pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we love you and we praise you. God, we thank you for this day in which you have made. Hallelujah, God, we will continue to rejoice and be glad about today, believing and confessing, God, you have done great things. Lord, right now we want to lift up the spirit of forgiveness, asking you, God, to be with those who are having a hard time with forgiveness, God. Father, we pray that you would open doors for them that no man can close, and close doors for them no man can open. And God, allow the windows of heaven to be open and pouring out blessings. Bless when we come, God, and bless when we go. And Father, we pray for this podcast today, hallelujah, that your spirit would be here. And God, we thank you that you're here. You are dwelling among us. For it is in Jesus Christ's name we pray, God, that somebody somewhere would connect with your spirit and turn from their ways and turn back to the ways of the Lord. God, help us in forgiveness today. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so forgiveness today. I have three practical tips that will help you forgive and forget and let the spirit flow. Okay, first I want to start with a few scriptures. Ephesians 4:32 tells us to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Again, that scripture for strength today came from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Remember. And then I have another powerful scripture coming from Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22. And this scripture today, you know, forgiveness is just the right thing to do. If we don't forgive, our Father in heaven will not forgive us. Peter was asking the Lord, he says, then Peter came up and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Powerful scriptures today. Powerful word in Christ. I thank God today that we have an opportunity to come together and just be real about forgiveness, about how to let that thing go, how to let that hurt and that pain go. And putting in practical tips that you can implement today that will greatly enrich your life. And forgiveness is more like a when you are in a position of holding something that someone has, you know, released on you in negativity, when you hold on to that thing, it actually chokes out your blessings. And as good of a person that you are, and as kind-hearted as you are, and even as a creature of Christ, you hold back your blessings when you don't allow the thing that has hurt you
to go, when you don't, you know, give it back to God. And so I want to help you today with the power of forgiveness and sharing three practical ways of allowing that thing to go. Okay, so back to Matthew 18 and 21 through 22, the scriptures tell us, then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And then Jesus replied to him, saying, as many as seven times? And Jesus said to him, I did not say seven times, but 77 times. That's a lot of forgiveness. But here is our example, Christ, the light of the world. So here are the three tips today from Next Level Faith Call, helping you on the path to forgiveness. Okay, so the first tip of today, in helping you to be free and just allowing that negativity that may be trapped in you to go, giving it permission to go. First, you want to read the scriptures for yourself. Now, I just shared two powerful scriptures with you, but you go back and you search the scriptures for yourself, and you read them, and you read them aloud, and read them with boldness and conviction. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Begin to take it personal. You know, put yourself in the scriptures when you read them. And this is part of the practice, okay? Practice number one in forgiveness. Put yourself in the scripture. Put your name in it. Vernitra, be kind to the one who's hurt you. Tenderhearted, forgiving them as God in Christ has forgiven you. Hallelujah. Now, that really puts a conviction on you. That turns things around when you begin to put yourself in the scripture. Okay, and then in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 22, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how many times will my accuser sin against me, and I forgive him? And now, personal, this is Jesus talking back to you. Jesus says, no, I didn't tell you seven times, but 77 times you forgive that one who has hurt you, tweet. Wow, that is very powerful. So step two today in practical tips in helping you forgive and releasing that thing and just allowing the spirit to flow so that you can be abundantly blessed and you can receive the promises that God has promised you. Second tip today is to, this is a big one, give God permission to move in. You know, when you are intending to forgive someone, you have to call on your higher power, to call on the one who created you and the one who created them. It is so very important that you get God involved when you're on the path to forgiveness. God is your strength. He will give you unspeakable joy, and that joy will allow you to be strong when you feel that you're weak. So invite God. Give God permission to move on your behalf in Jesus' name, okay? God is a gentle God, and he doesn't force himself on anyone. You know, he wants you to choose him. And so that's so important that we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, even on the path of forgiveness, so that he can lead and direct our path. So when you begin to allow God to show up and show out, giving him permission, what you do is you tell God that you decrease and allow his spirit in you to increase. So now God is bigger than you. He is bigger than your circumstance and your situation. He is even bigger than your accuser. Give God permission to exist, situation of forgiveness. Okay, I hope this really is helping someone today. Forgiveness for me is an everyday walk. And these tips have greatly enriched my life. When it comes to forgiving someone like today and forgiving someone next week or next year, or having that unforgiveness stuck in my body and it shows up later as pain or sickness and disease, it is so important, praise God, that we just allow God in our circumstance so his spirit can be greater and more. And he already knows the plans that he have for us. So get God involved. All right, step three of your practical tip of forgiveness today. It is write a letter. Write a letter of love to your accuser. Now, you don't have to send the letter off. I'm not telling you to send the letter off, but it will allow those bottled up feelings to go from negative to positive. And this is going to take some work, writing this letter. So I have a few suggestions when you write this love letter of forgiveness to your accuser. Okay, so first you want to set a timer. Most of us are smartphone technologied out. Regardless of our financial situation, we have a smartphone. So allow your smartphone to work for you as a tool. Set a timer for 15 minutes. So that's like your workshop of forgiveness. Set a timer of 15 minutes to write your love letter of forgiveness to your accuser. Okay? So that's one tip that I want to share with you as far as writing the letter in this third practical tip today. Be thankful in the letter and say good things about them. Give them compliments. If you cannot see anything good in them, compliment who God has created them to be. They are blessed. They are favored. They have a high call on their lives. You know, find something good to say about your accuser, and then release them in forgiveness. You know, express seeing them in this new light of love. Yes. So I hope that helps today in forgiveness. If I can help you any further, please reach out to me. I do free mentoring, and I have a free mentoring course you may qualify for. But reach out to me if you would like more help in practicing forgiveness. And for those who to go information is just enough, then leave me a comment and let me know how this has greatly enriched your life. I am Renitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and today I'm sharing three practical tips in helping you in forgiveness. First tip is read your scriptures for yourself and read them out loud. Put your name, put your accuser's name in them. Step two is to give God permission to come in, decrease, and allow God to increase. Step three is to write a love letter to the person that you are wanting to forgive and be thankful in that love letter. Say good things about them and release them with forgiveness, expressing seeing them in a new light in God. Thank you, everyone, again. We are Next Level Faith Call. I am Renitra Thomas, better known as Tweet. Forgive your accusers and your life will greatly be enriched. Reach out to us at nextlevelfaithcall@gmail.com. God bless us all in the light of Jesus Christ, and God bless you and your family too in unity love. And it is so. Amen. Remember to share this podcast and subscribe. Leave us a comment and share it. Thanks again.